You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Scott Clough, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. Scott, I may be premature, which I sometimes am, I'll admit, but it just seems to me that inflation might have peaked. And I was saying this to Wayne McCurry earlier on. It may have peaked, because when you see the oil price going from 124 3 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago to below 110, and natural gas prices going down and gasoline prices in the US falling at the pumps, I say to myself, maybe we've seen the worst, and that's the biggest driver of the bear market, inflation and rising interest rates. Am I being too bullish?
Yeah, Lindsay, I mean, naturally, this is not a good thing. I mean, but I'm talking about, you know, inflation. I'm talking about high oil prices. It's good for South Africa. Naturally, we are a commodity-producing country. Now, you know, a lot of people jump on me and say, we're not oil-producing, so where are you coming from? Yeah, I think when you look at the commodity index itself, largest part of the commodity index is oil or energy. And when you look at the rest, the rest is sort of slightly tapered off, you know, over the last month or two, and that's mostly due. I mean, it's totally understandable if you're gonna put this lid on this pressure cooker, namely money supply, money printing. You're tightening. You're not just tightening in terms of monetary tightening. We know the U.S. are buying back their bonds, buying back their assets. Not buying back. I mean, they are tightening the buying back process. So, yeah, I think let's long-winded way of saying, I think it's a good thing that inflation might be tapering, but I wouldn't be calling one swallow a swammer. Unfortunately, I do agree with you that, you know, we're seeing the oil price. I mean, look at this drop today. This is a massive
huge
drop. Massive drop. My worry is just, you know, there's two things that's currently, or let's call it three things that's really driving this inflation. The one you've just already mentioned, I mean, it's demand. I mean, it's when you've got, you know, the amount of money printing. I mean, we know the U.S., a lot of the U.S. citizens, you know, receive checks from the post over the past 2 years. If you're gonna do that, you're going to create a sort of a false demand. There's another thing. It's also supply chain. You need to ask yourself the question, is the supply chain all, you know, friendly again? Is everything open? And the answer is no. I mean, we see China go into lockdowns every day or three. And then there's that little matter of, the war in Ukraine, Russia. I mean, you'd be talking about, you know, a thing that's been going on now for, you know, this war's been going on for now 4 months.
Yes.
You know, when I remember when we went into this war, you and I both said, well, this is going to be a non-event. I mean, Russia will run in there. It will be 3 days and the war will be over. Well, suddenly we realized that was not Putin's, you know, objective of this war. I mean, I think personally he's trying to get, you know, the world or the West on its knees in terms of commodity demand. So I still don't think that this will, let's call it I really hope that we've seen, you know, specifically oil peaked. I really hope that we've seen inflation peak, because naturally that, you know, sort of create an environment where we already know that the U.S. most probably will now go into recession. That's sort of now past. We know that's going to be the case. I'm just worried that we see a sort of a repeat of the 70s, where they had to do a serious reset. And when I say serious reset, really aggressively. And let's not beat around the bush. You know, the recent interest rate increases that we've seen, or rate hikes that we've seen both from South Africa and the US, that's not aggressive. Not even the 0.75%. increases we've seen could be seen as aggressive. Just go and do your homework. Go and have a look at the 70s, and then we'll have another chat. And see.
It's a different world. It was a different world in the 70s. I could never work it out. What was that? Over 50 years ago now. Corporate balance sheets may not have been in those days quite as healthy as they are now. Domestic balance sheets, although they're being plundered a little bit by higher inflation and relatively low wages, they're still in a fairly healthy position, so I don't think you're going to get there. But on the other hand, I mean, what do I know? It's mid-June now. It's June the 22nd. Your days are getting longer. My days are getting shorter. And hopefully it's going to be shorter days for the bears and longer days for the bulls. But as we speak, when we first started talking, the S&P was up 2/3%. It's now only up around about 0.25%. So what do I do? Let's come back to South Africa now. There was Anglo-American's rough diamond sales this morning, the fifth cycle. Stadio came out with an update. And I don't know, I can't get enthusiastic about a company that small listing on the JSE. I'm really sorry, especially as my children's education is all over. The one that I looked at this afternoon, PPC, down 20%. What happened there? There was a trading update.
Holy, I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, I've been saying this many times on this platform, that, you know, this is one of the companies that I usually look at to see, you know, if South Africa is flourishing. You know, when people are building and then they need cement, and PPC is sort of the flagship cement in South Africa, and then you know there's some serious, you know, expansion. You know, things are doing well. And wow. Yeah. I mean, the earnings is expected to be between 4 and 6 cents per share. That's a decrease. Wait for it. Between 67% and 50%, you know, from the earnings that they've last produced, which was 12 cents. Now, share price down 19%. This is only a trading statement, so we'll have a bit more information, you know, soon. But it seems like the hyperinflation that they've encountered, specifically from Zimbabwe, for the Zimbabwean operations, that is starting to dig in. But yeah, I think we'll know a bit more when the results actually come out. Small enough company to not really affect the JSE itself. But yeah, it's just sad. It's a South African darling.
Yes, and it's been a punter's favourite, hasn't it? It's a small cap. It used to be a medium to large cap. Now it's a small cap. And with these movements, people love having a punt on PPC, and they've done well. I don't know where it came. I think it was below a rand a share, wasn't it? And it went up to something like 10 rand a share. I don't know. I think that's in my mind. And so you can understand why it's attracted attention, whatever the numbers are. But today, down 20%. Ouch, that's quite a biggie.
That's a biggie. But I think we sort of missed the biggest of biggies. And to me, it's still the inflation data that was released today.
6.5% CPI inflation for last month, or the last recorded month, which was it May? Yes, it was the May figure. 6.5%, expected 6.2%. The core inflation rate came out at 4.1%. And these are big numbers. And I put out a tweet this morning saying I thought the rand looked like a free hit. And when I say that, I mean I think it's going to weaken. It was 15.99 at the time, because I saw the commodities falling. I saw the dollar steady. And then, of course, what's happened is the inflation numbers come out, which implies a faster pace of interest rate rises, which is bullish for the rand. The dollar has weakened, which is bullish for the rand. And commodities, a slight recovery. So I got it completely wrong, Skalk, as is my habit.
Yeah, I must say I'm also a bit on the wrong side lately, because you'll see, you know, for instance, your interest rate going at a faster pace or increase at a faster pace, and you'll have a dollar that week, and usually that's good for the dollar. But anyway, I totally agree with you. I think, you know, one could maybe argue that although it was a miss, I mean, we know it was a miss. I mean, when you look at expected was, I think, 6.2% or 6.3%.
Yeah.
Came out, as you mentioned, 6.5%. One can still argue that it's still not even close to that 8.6% levels of the US. So naturally, inflation differentials, again, another month where the inflation for South African inflation came in way, way, way south. compared to the its US counterpart. And naturally, when you look at the inflation differentials, you know, that should be good for the South African rand against the dollar. But, you know, I think, you know, I looked at this from a different angle, Lindsay. I think I looked at it from down, you know, really ground root level. And when I saw these figures, you know, even when they said yesterday, you know, forecast 6.2, 6.3, I just told myself, I mean, I really asked myself, how do they get to those numbers? Because I actually found a little gem of a website. It's called Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity.
Sorry, what?
And Peter Maritzburg.
Yes.
Like the place there in KwaZulu-Natal. Economic Justice. Yeah. Yes. Justice and Dignity. It's a group. They actually run what they call a household affordability index.
That's nice.
And it's actually a beautiful, beautiful concept. It's something that I've been thinking of doing myself for years. But it's you need a bit of assistance, and they get the assistance. It's all run by women, just for interest's sake. And where they track a basket of food prices. Now, you know, they go to, you know, 44 supermarkets and 30 butcheries, and those let's call it supermarkets and butcheries is scattered all over South Africa. It's Cape Town, it's Durban, it's Johannesburg, you know, Northern Cape. They use Springbok and also naturally, you know, Pietermaritzburg, and it's really aimed at the lower income, you know, group. It's not, you won't find even coffee in that basket. It's really your bare essentials, you know, your bread.
So what they're doing is they're saying, okay, CPI is all very well and you can't change it every week, and not everybody's CPI basket, in other words, not everybody's monthly or yearly basket of goods is the same. What they've done is and said, look, the majority of the South African population is relatively are low income earners or low benefit, yes, earners, that sort of thing. What do these people eat? This is more reflective of what inflation is in South Africa. Have I got the right end of the stick?
You've got that 100%. So this is bare essential, and it's a food basket. So I think that's an important thing. There was something in the food baskets which I found strange, but it can't come to me now. But what is important, when I looked at this, I mean, this is the, as I mentioned, this is bare essentials. This is aimed at the lower income group in South Africa. When you look at that basket, May 2021 up to May 2022. Now, this is the period which we've now seen the inflation data came out this morning, 6.5% growth. That basket has grown over that same time by 11.4%. Now, add to the mix, I know we'll get back to that, add to the mix that I just used 95 unleaded petrol, Coastal, just the normal petrol price, got it from the AA. I mean, when you look at the petrol price for the past 12 months, that has increased by 43%. Now, tell me how, if you look at the majority of South Africa, which got suddenly an increase on their food basket of 11.3%, and a petrol hike, or, you know, a travel hike, you know, of close to, you know, 43%, how they still get to that 6.5%? I think we can count ourselves lucky as South Africans if we look at that inflation data, because, man, I just do not get to those levels. But anyway, bottom line is, I think for now, it just shows us that I don't think the Reserve Bank is going to take their foot off the pedal. No. So I think for the listeners out there, you know, thinking of increasing their debt, or, you know, considering repaying some of their debt, I would really just encourage them, you know, make sure that your belts are tight, because I think we are going back to that, let's call it, pre-COVID prime rate levels. You remember it was 10.25% just before COVID actually started in 2020. I reckon we'll be going back to those levels, and hopefully just stop at those levels.
I hope so too. Okay, Scott. Nice. Yeah, I'll have a look at that website. Sounds interesting. And the thing about that's that basket that those women have come up with, and well done to them, is that the demand is inelastic. You know, you have to feed, yeah, your children. You have to eat, even if it's the basics that the normal CPI isn't skewed towards. The fact is that your basket, yeah, it's like a person who has a car, and that's their only form of transport, because there's no public transport in South Africa. You have to put petrol in your car, and your taxi has to put petrol in its minicab, and away you go. So anyway, that's me ranting. Let's have a look now, if we can, Skulk, at the spot prices. And I'll start with the currencies, which I got completely wrong this morning. As I said, I felt actually quite clever this morning. I thought maybe someone had missed it. But no, I'd missed it completely. The dollar rand is 15.88. The British pound against the rand is 19.53. The euro rand is 16.83. The euro dollar, 105.95. And that's a dollar that is 0.7% higher. Sorry, weaker today. Mm. The British pound 123 on the nose against the US dollar. Gold price, it's a little bit better with that weaker US dollar. 1841 up 4, nothing to write home about. Platinum's gone in the other direction, down 15, with its status as an industrial metal and markets coming under pressure. Palladium down $28.50 to $18.40 an ounce. Now that all important oil price was mired below 110. Even when we spoke, it was 109.75. And now it's suddenly 111.20 for Brent crude oil. Still down 3%, but was down 6% at one stage. So this thing's all over the place. West Texas crude is 105.70, which is down 4.5%. And all the other ones also starting to claw their way back. I mean, natural gas, for example, barely changed. Wheat price has suddenly gone up. Anyway, lots and lots of stuff going on with commodities. So maybe I'm premature with my peak of inflation call. This is the one that's really interesting, Skulk. US 10-year bond yield. This is a big.
How's that?
This is a big market. It's now 3.15%. That's a near 5% fall in yields. I mean, this is a massive market. 5%. Come on now. How can this be? But it be. South African 10-year is 10.13%, which is barely changed on the. Oh, it's closed actually. But it's probably about 7-8 basis points to the downside. Bitcoin, 20,500, let's call it, down 4.25%, and S&P 500 futures are 0.4% higher, exactly 0.4% higher, 3,783. What about the movers on the JSE? Have you spoken about PPC? And I'll give you mine in a moment. You show me yours first.
Okay, so what I've got on the market, naturally, if you've had the PPC, ArcelorMittal, and then massive drops today in your oils and industrial metals, as you mentioned. ArcelorMittal down 9%, Sasol down 7.6%.
Gosh.
So yeah, what a day. Glencore 5.6%. This is major moves in major companies. So yeah, let's see. I mean, just back on your view. You said basically, let's say that inflation has peaked. You know, I think what the 10-year yield is sort of telling us to a certain extent is they also feel that we've seen inflation peak because you know, suddenly people are happy to go back into the bonds and rates, and then thinking that rates might not blow out, and that let's call it that 3.3 is good. And naturally, that is one of the reasons as well. I mean, to join your point on the US dollar that is weaker today, you know, 0.5% weaker, massive drop in the 10-year yield. That is good for gold. That is good for silver. But yeah, I mean, then if you want to take that further, and you would say, well, if inflation did peak, then it means that the US or the Fed specifically can sort of take their feet off the you know, accelerator. You know, for hiking rates, and that could just blow in a whole new, let's call it bear market, bull market in this environment, and there goes the theory of a tapering in global economy that should taper down, which again could blow some more life into your industrial metals again. So it's an interesting market environment.
It certainly
is. I think it's going to be very, very fun.
My top five and bottom five look like this. Well, not five, okay, I've got Italtal at 3.2%. 91 is up 2.25. Alphamin up 1.6. On the downside, Sasol, the aforementioned, down 7.75%. HCI down 6.5% nearly. Glencore, as you said, down 5.6%, and Hammerson down 4.4%. Give us the indices, if you would, on the JSE, Skulk, on the close.
We'll do it. It's interesting to note as well. I think it was a bit of day for the hospitals as well, because you know, in this really negative environment, it's interesting to note when I look at my green screen, if you can call it that way. My green screen, you know, some of the top performers was MediClinic 1.5% up, you know, Life Healthcare up 1.3%, and even Netcare. The Netcare is in the green for today. You know, end of the day up, I think it was 0.5%. So, yeah, it's interesting to note that clearly, I mean, and I've seen this trend lately in international healthcare stocks. So I think listeners out there can maybe go and have a look. You can see the international healthcare, and I'm not talking about your biotech healthcare type of companies or the companies that focused on these vaccines, the Pfizer's, the Johnson & Johnson. Now, I'm talking about the hospital healthcare type of companies. You've seen a quite a movement internationally in that, and we have seen, and I looked at that relative graph up to 2 weeks ago, I have seen that the South African, let's call it hospital or healthcare companies, lag their international counterparts. So they're playing a bit of a catch-up here, and you can see they sold today. When we look at the indices today, JSE, yes, all share, you know, ended today at 65,713 points. That is down 1.6%. Resources, massive hiding for resources, down 3.75%, while industrials is only down 0.5%. Financials down 0.64%, while when we look at the top 40, closed at 59,415 points, also down 1.6%. But into the value traded, hey, that was a slow day. Not even 20 billion, not even close to being 20 billion, 17.3 billion.
So, again, that's been a trend, hasn't it? It's been a trend recently. It's probably Northern Hemisphere summer holidays. I don't know. Lack of participation from our overseas counterparts. But nonetheless, below 20 billion, not good at all. Skulk, thank you very much for your time, as always. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town, and he'll be back with me next Wednesday for the 5 o'clock shadow. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.